Hello and good morning from me, Veronica Hicks. This is Hicksville, an English-speaking moment in time which could be absolutely anywhere, and it certainly has been over the last few weeks. But the focus of these few minutes are you, the Anglophones of the Gers, a not insubstantial number of people, although we don't really know how many you are. Let's begin with a film, only because it's on tonight, the 21st of March, the first day of spring, my favourite date of the calendar when the mimosas are already in their full yellow splendour. At the Lectoure Cinema, where, by the way, there are several art exhibitions which you might like as well, in the main street, the film that's being shown in English is Empire of Light, and this is the fairly autobiographical picture from Sam Mendes, who is an immensely talented director both of stage and screen. Sir Samuel Alexander Mendes, CBE, to give him his full name and title. One of those absolutely brilliant people who's also very nice. I once asked him in a Q&A session following a screening of Skyfall what it felt like to be the man who murdered Judi Dench. He laughed out loud and said yes, he did have to have a very stiff drink before dropping the bombshell over lunch. You just don't do that kind of thing to a dame, and not that dame in particular. This film is set in Margate in the 1980s, where Sam grew up with his divorced mother, and it explores a lot of themes that are relevant today: mental health, interracial interaction, exploitation of women. He reconstitutes the famous encounter between the mods and the rockers on their bikes along the Margate Esplanade. But it's mostly about love of film, and, to use a bit of a cliche, it's about being human. The characters who work in the local picture house are a motley bunch, likeable for the most part, except for the manager, who's played by someone you will never expect. But I'm not going to spoil it for you. You'll have to go and see it for yourself. The cast, the rest of them, includes Olivia Colman and Toby Jones, but a couple of relative unknowns who are absolutely marvellous as well. So that is on tonight at 9 in Lectoure. Next, there's a folk concert based on the songs of Bruce Springsteen and other folky folk. The setting and theme of the concert is a train platform where a young man and woman are waiting. The train that's coming in is full of chancers, losers, nobodies, never-have-beens, lost souls. Sung in French by raven-haired Sarah Rubato and guitarist Hugo Cordonnier, who wears a natty little black felt hat, they sing songs about people who want to start again, want to start a new life. They'll be performing on the 23rd of March at 4:30 in the afternoon at the Château de Flamarant. For reservations, you can call 0620 444 448, and there's a website, www.arter32.france. That's art and terre, but in one word, arterre32.france. Now, on the 2nd of April, which is strictly next week, but you might want to put it in your diary ahead of time, there's an opportunity to hear Mozart's Haunting Requiem, sung beautifully by the Accor and Arm Choir in my local church of La Sufta. I heard them last year at Lanapax and was very impressed. The singers will be accompanied by the Cyrano Quartet with Véronique Nash on piano and musical director David Lauer. And they have a wonderful young countertenor who is quite something else. The concert is free, although donations are welcome, of course. And they'll be reprising it in a couple of months if you miss it this time. And that starts at 5 p.m. on the 2nd in the Church of La Sufta. So there you have it. A film about being human, songs about wanting more from life, and the end of life, as Mozart felt it so passionately, but tragically, never lived to hear it. Have a great week, and see you next time.